And it's 8:24 at Live 88.5. Our car crasher is Jim Bray. His written reviews are at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Great background stuff, great research for an automobile you're going to buy. And every couple of weeks, we get some audio auto reviews from Jim, who's online with us this morning from Calgary. And what do you got for us today, Jim?
Oh, we're going to be talking with a Korean accent.
Oh, yeah. All right. What did you think of this car?
You know, I really like this car, too. This is their entry-level car, so it'll be comparable to, you know, Toyota Yaris, the Honda Fit, that kind of thing. Right. And really, I liked it better than all of them. It's reasonable horsepower. It's just around, it's about 138 horsepower, and mine had a 6-speed manual on it, and it was the higher trim level, which I love it when they send the higher trim levels to get more toys to play with.
Yeah.
But even that said, the base model, the Accent L with the 6-speed manual transmission, I mean, it starts at around $13,600, which
wow.
is pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it's the same transmission. It's the same engine that my GLS had. And I loved it. This thing, it's no sports car, of course, but the 6-speed manual shifts beautifully. It's a lot of fun to be rolling through the gears. The only problem I had with it, I was coming home yesterday and I decided to take one of my favorite off ramps in a manner that the car thought was a little excessive, I think, because its traction control came on earlier than any car I've ever driven,
right.
and it was really annoying. It was obtrusive, and I thought it actually made the situation worse because everything was perfectly under control till the car suddenly said, "What the heck are you doing?"
Right.
But other than that, that's my only complaint about this car. I loved it. It's well-equipped. It's nice to drive. It's reasonably roomy. Now, my daughter-in-law in the back seat thought that the seatbelt was tight and kind of, you know, very constricting on her.
Right.
But I don't care. I was in the front seat. She stole my kid away anyway.
This sounds like a winner. I mean, if you like it better than everything else in its class, that's pretty impressive.
Again, this fits in with the Elantra that I drove, I don't know, about a month ago. Just a wonderful car.
Now, is this the hatchback model you were driving, Jim?
Yes, it was. It's a four-door, well, they call it a five-door, but it's a four-door sedan, well, four-door hatchback, really. Kind of like a little wagon, except the rear end isn't as long as it would be on a, you know, a regular wagon. So unless you fold down the back seat, there isn't as much storage space as you'd think, but there is enough. And, you know, like I said, you could throw the dog in the back, strap him down with the luggage straps, and just head out. It's great.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, will get a review of the Ford Focus in just a bit. From Jim, it's 8:27, and this is Mother Mother, Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5.
10 degrees now in the capital.
Okay, and our Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray, Skyping in from Calgary this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How about that Ford Focus SEL you had for a while?
You know, this is a really nice car. I was expecting to like it just because I know Ford has come a long way and they've been doing some really nice things. Plus, the car looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
Although I had the sedan, and I don't think it's as nice looking as the hatchback. My wife says she doesn't like the hatchback because the rear window is too small. But it's you know, it's big enough when you're looking out through the rearview mirror, in the front of the car. It's fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, the disadvantage of the sedan is that it has a very small trunk opening. I was putting a home theater and a box into it, and it was all I could do to get the thing in. I just about had to use a rubber mallet on the
really?
Box, which would have been really good for the electronics.
Yeah.
Part of the reason, I mean, the trunk is big enough, but the opening is not very big, and there was this big subwoofer in my trim level. My sample that also took up some space in there, but that's a pretty minor complaint, really. For most of the time, if you're just throwing in groceries and stuff, you won't have any trouble at all.
Yeah, the subwoofer, was it impressive? Did it sound good?
Yeah, it did. It was a good audio system. It was a higher end audio system than you get in the base model. This is the SEL trim level, which is the second high. The S is the low end one. But yeah, it did a nice job. I was quite happy with it. The only thing I wasn't happy with was, and this might have been an anomaly, but I'm kind of suspicious because I've run into the trouble with a couple of other Fords I had recently, was I had problems with this My Ford Touch, the electronics. You know, this interface that's supposed to be voice recognition and cursor control keys on the steering wheel and all that. And once again, in this case, the thing seized up. I had to stop the car, turn it off, get out, walk around for a couple of minutes just so it would forget that I was around, and then get back in and fire it up. And then it went through this reboot process that reminded me that it was actually from Microsoft. I don't think Microsoft is the problem here. I mean, I could be wrong. It happened once before. But because the old sync system, which I had on a Fusion hybrid, a month or so back, worked just fine.
Right.
So it's this new upgraded more of my Ford Touch that has given me trouble, really, on three of the last Fords I've had.
Wow.
And, you know, the other one, as I said, didn't have it. So, but other than that, you know, I love this car. It drives nice. It's fun to drive. Now, I had the six-speed automatic, which it's a nice transmission. It shifts well. Nice sport mode in it. Actually, it seems to be doing rev matching when it downshifts. But for manual mode, it just has a plus-minus button on the selector itself, which seems to me is kind of dumb. Ford does that. I don't like that. But as far as the handling, it's just a really nice car to drive. Horsepower is great. It's 160 horsepower, which
wow.
is more than most of the cars you would get in this class, which are closer to like 140.
Right.
I think they already are selling truckloads of these things. I'm amazed how many you see on the road.
And how much is this vehicle, Jim?
How much is it going to set you back? Well, the SEL trim level I had was starts at around 21, and I had about $4,000 worth of extras on it, so it came in around 27 altogether with everything in. And of course, I mean, you can save a couple of hundred or a couple of grand on that, depending on what options you put in it.
Right.
I think it's a pretty good value.
All right, it's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. Thanks as always, Jim.
You're welcome.
And you can find out, well, see all kinds of reviews from Jim Bray at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. It's 844.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for executive fitness leaders.